This is Vectis Radio,
serving the Isle of Wight and beyond.
www.vectisradio.com.
I was going to talk to you today about making time for you.
Okay, off you go.
Because often we don't do that.
No, we don't.
And my clients often tell me that one of the added benefits of coaching they hadn't considered before they started working with me is that their coaching session can often be the only time in a busy week that they feel they're able to step back and truly focus 100% on themselves and without feeling guilty. And hand on heart, how often could you say that you allow yourself to do that? A lot of the time we're so busy doing that we forget about being. And this was a revelation of sorts for me some years back. I had something fantastically inspiring to aim for. I had to focus and drive to work really hard, and I was making really good progress, and yet I wound up feeling ill-stressed and fairly disillusioned. If this is what having stretching goals was about, I wasn't sure I wanted them after all.
Okay.
So talking through how I felt with a friend one day, I was brought up short when she said, "Oh yes, you become a human doing instead of a human being." And that comment really resonated with me, and I thought about it all the way home. As I reflected on the previous few months, I could think of a few times when I wasn't doing, and even fewer times when I consciously decided to take time out and just be. So how much of your time do you spend doing, and how much do you spend being? If you had to divide a circle up, something like a pizza, how much time would you give over to each? What would it look like? How big would your being slice be? Probably not very big. So with our busy lives and our time-poor society, it can seem impossible to take more time for ourselves. But at what cost do you choose not to do that? My decision those few years back was to invest more time in myself, and I'm certain that I'm much more productive as a result. I get more done in my doing time now than I ever did when I was doing every waking second of the day. Plus, my ultimate decision was that it couldn't all be about doing and the destination, or I'd miss the journey altogether. So what time can you make for yourself to be, to listen to your thoughts and feel your feelings? When could you next set aside just an hour or two, a whole day, or even more than that to relax and recharge? Can you set aside 15 minutes a day to sit and have a cup of coffee or tea, relax and be you? How much better would you feel if you did? Could you do with some regular time set aside to focus 100% on you and on making your life how you want it? If so, what are you prepared to commit to? Learn to live life more simply. We all have around 80,000 thoughts a day, but we don't have to listen to or believe them all. Which are the thoughts that give you a nice feeling? Which are the thoughts you don't like? Have you considered that you're only one thought away from a lovely feeling and a more peaceful life? Have you got so lost in the process of life that you've forgotten how to be? Perhaps you'd like to have a conversation about this, discuss this further, and if you do, give me a call.
Indeed. I mean, we all are guilty, if you like, of...
We're all guilty.
...of trying to fit too much into a day for things that are not necessarily about our lives.
And they're not that important at the end of the day.
No. I must get this done now, must get this done now, must get there
must,
now.
But why?
But why, yeah. If you stop and question it sometimes, you think, oh, hang on a minute. And sometimes, to me, you get partway through job A, and you know you're not going to get to job B, and you start panicking about that, and you think, oh, hang on a minute, I can always put that one off.
Yes, it's another day tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the thing. But if you go too hard, there may not be another day tomorrow.
No, because if you don't look after yourself,
yeah,
then...
You've got to look after yourself first. I mean, that's that one you were talking about in an aeroplane.
Yes. The young lady who got an aeroplane with her, I think they were twin daughters, they were aged about four.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you get the safety announcement, the
mm-hmm.
the air things, and the oxygen will come down and blah, blah, blah. And if the oxygen masks do come down, put yours on first.
Before
trying to help anybody else. So, of course, this young lady, there was a... an incident in the aeroplane, the oxygen mask came down, she tried to put one on one twin first, couldn't do it, put it on, tried to get the other two, couldn't do it. In the end, they were all unconscious and they all died, all because she hadn't put her own one on first.
Yeah.
If she'd done that, she wouldn't have been panicking about trying to get them on the other two.
Yeah. So look after yourself first. I know it's a very extreme example.
Well, if you don't look after yourself first, you can't look after anybody else, can you?
No, you can't. Fair enough. Thank you for that.
And your life is just as important as everybody else's.
Yeah, and you just look up maggiecurry.co.uk to get more details about
it. Yes, we'll have a nice conversation about it if you would like.
Yes, no problem at all.
It won't cost you a penny.
No, just to get you started, see what you think.
Yes.
And I know you had a nice recommendation tribute from one of your former clients.
Yes, this morning.
Who, well, he wasn't a client even, was he? He read your book.
He just read my book, What You Believe Creates Your Reality. And I'm sure he won't mind me saying, because he used to work on the radio station
here.
Yeah, Tony Bray.
Yes.
And he was saying, thank you for giving me the tools and the instruction to pick them up and use them.
Yeah.
And his life has changed. He's raised money for motor neurone disease.
He raised loads of money for motor neurone disease.
£60,000 or something in the last 3 years.
He's swimming Coniston Water now.
He was swimming Coniston Water this morning. He swam the Solent several times.
Yeah.
And it's changed his life completely from just sitting there doing nothing.
And his partner.
And his partner, and he's living in a different part of the world.
Yeah.
And he's just loving life.
Yeah, which is good, which is a great accolade.
And it's all his work, but he just read my book and took action.
Yeah, and you can find out more about that again on maggiecurry.co.uk. Yes. Right, now, I know you like a bit of sisters.
Oh, yes.
Even if I can't pronounce it.
Yes.
We'll have a bit of that then.
www.factisradio.com